It is the season. We're not talking the holidays right now. We're talking about colds, coughs, upper respiratory infections, lower respiratory infections. And while we try to let time take care of things sometimes, you might feel you need more than over-the-counter medicine. So you go to the doctor, and that's where the fun begins. Joining us to chat about the issues here, Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe. How you doing, Deborah?
I'm actually fighting off my own kind of flu here, and I like the way you call it fun. So
exactly. So you make the appointment, you go see the doctor. He gives you a script for an antibiotic, and you say to yourself, "Now we're really getting somewhere." What's wrong with this picture, Deborah?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that people are already pretty aware of the fact that an antibiotic will not help against cold and a lot of these, you know, viral kinds of things. But when the doctor says, "Oh, I think you've got bronchitis," people often think, "Oh, well, clearly that needs to be treated with an antibiotic." Bronchitis just means an inflammation in your bronchial tubes in your lungs. And most of the time, that's also caused by a virus, and it's usually something that results from a cold or a flu, and antibiotics just won't work against that. But researchers wanted to test it out because there were a few studies. You know, sometimes bronchitis can be caused by bacteria. There are a few studies indicating that, you know, antibiotics might work. So they did a pretty large study, and they gave people placebos, and they gave people amoxicillin, which is a pretty widely used antibiotic for bronchitis, to see what would happen. And it turns out that those who got the antibiotics didn't fare any better than those who got the placebos in terms of, you know, whether it shortened their duration of symptoms or whether it made the symptoms less severe. They pretty much both fared the same. So, you know, that really is sort of a warning for patients. Look, even if you're diagnosed with bronchitis, unless they think that it's pneumonia. I mean, pneumonia is something that clearly does need to be treated with antibiotics. It can be helpful. It can be very dangerous. But, you know, if you rule out pneumonia, then and they just say it's bronchitis, then chances are that antibiotics are not going to be that helpful and may actually be a little more harmful than taking a sugar pill or nothing at all.
Well, how can they be harmful? You mean to tell me there are side effects that we need to worry about with all this?
There are side effects. I mean, the first and foremost is you have to worry about antibiotic resistance. A lot of doctors nowadays aren't even using amoxicillin. They're using a stronger antibiotic called Z-Pak, Zithromax, which is something that's also routinely given for bronchitis, and it's a wide-spectrum antibiotic, which means it wipes out a lot of different bugs. And if you overprescribe them, that means that the antibiotic is more likely to be less effective in the future. So we have to worry about that. But in terms of symptoms that people can experience from antibiotics, there are side effects like nausea, diarrhea, and rashes. And this study found that those side effects were indeed higher in people who were taking antibiotics than those who were taking the placebos.
So it sounds like the what we ought to do is use tincture of time, as one doctor I had once upon a time used to say, just kind of let things take their course.
Mm. Exactly. I mean, unless they really can show that there's a bacteria infection there, it's really a smart idea, as hard as it can be, to just, you know, keep on with those fluids, you know, taking those pain over-the-counter pain medications to try to dull symptoms, but and just getting the rest that you need, you know, and waiting it out.
Well, speaking of rest, we're going to let you rest, Deborah. Take two aspirins and call us in the morning. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Deborah Kotz, the Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe, on what we need to do when we're faced with all those itchy, annoying respiratory infections at this time of year.